Welcome to Trends.
Dum, da, da, dum, 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 dum.
That's right. Trends, I am here to tell you, Trends is an improvised podcast.
Yep, we put improvisation into a slingshot, pull the thing as back as far as we can, hope it doesn't snap, and let loose.
The voice you just heard is Dan Hetzel.
Dan Joseph Hetzel.
And this is Levi.
That's the voice you just heard.
And we are your hosts for this and so far all episodes of Trends. We'll see if that that streak keeps up.
Yeah, well, Trends, the show that never ends.
That's right, my friends, except when it's over.
And then we go to bed.
Stops. Yeah.
Because after it's done, I don't know if you guys know this, but we're pre-programmed. It's kind of like a Clockwork Orange thing. Well, as soon as we're done, we hit stop on the record button, we fall asleep.
Yeah.
To a deep slumber, and we have some, Sir Laughs a Lot. He's our benefactor.
True.
He sends some people by and picks us up and puts us in some cots here that we have in the studio.
Exactly. That's a little peek behind the curtain. Speaking of Sir Laughs a Lot, he is the gentleman who sends us a topic each week.
Every week. We have no idea. He's our benefactor. We have no idea what it is.
It is delivered, and we get the topic, and it is our job to react to that topic and try to explore it from all angles.
Every angle possible. It's like...
We're supposed to make new angles, even, and come at it from that.
We're going to do that tonight. Like, I'm going to make a new hole, is what I'm going to make. Not an angle. I'm just going to dig a new hole, and I'm going to dive through it.
Fair enough. I'll allow it.
Maybe I'll come through on the other side. Maybe I'll see you. Maybe I won't. Maybe you'll have to peek through the hole and see me.
That sounds exciting. You've created a dramatic tension in this episode.
It's a hole tension.
To see... Right. I mean, what creates more tension than a hole? If you have a hole.
It's going
to
be a clean hole, too.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be a dirty hole.
No. How are you going to make it clean? I mean, what's the strategy?
Oh, it'll be the ears or the mouth, like a hole like that.
Oh.
Like a hole like the other end.
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I don't either. But it's going to be a clean hole.
So, Dan, what's new? How's it going? What's up? Yo. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
Sorry. You look angry. You look a little angry.
No. I like when people say yo to me.
Okay.
I don't know if you're going to start speaking Spanish. Like you're about to make an
Yo la tango?
Yeah. Or like, you know, I have it. Like yo la tango. I got it.
And, right. That's all I can say.
One of my favorite bands. Yeah.
Yeah. They're fun. Mm-hmm. They're really fun. Fun.
I have a message for you.
It's like a gospel song. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Wow, that's beautiful. Do you have something to deliver?
For you and you.
Oh.
You mean me? Yes, you.
Oh. Wow, Dan, he's really stretching out your you.
Yeah, he really is.
A lot.
Yeah.
Dan, do you want to take the...
Would you like it? No. Oh,
wow. That was shorter.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, we were expecting a little more.
Wow, you kind of built it up, and then now it was a little under... I mean, yeah, great job. All right, well, thank you for the delivery. If you don't have any other items to deliver, I...
Now I must go!
He's out in the lobby. You can still kind of hear him. That's amazing.
Oh!
Wow, that was beautiful. It's like we got a little concert in the studio here.
Kind of. Like, is a concert one person?
It can be. I think it's probably usually longer than a minute.
Yeah, I guess if a drummer was, you know, the concert, then we would have a concert because it'd be lots of instruments being played.
What?
Mini drums.
What?
You know, mini drums. You know, if we had like a drummer.
Well, I don't.
What would be like different if a guy had a flute? He'd just be playing his flute, which would be pretty boring. But a drummer,
what?
He's got four. No. He's got two hands. He's got 2 feet, so he can make like a bunch of instruments play at the same time.
So you're saying a solo drummer is better than a solo flautist?
Absolutely, unless it's the drummer for Def Leppard.
You don't like him?
No, he just has one arm, so he's limited.
Have you heard that guy who does the beatboxing flute?
What?
So he plays the flute, and he's beatboxing while playing the flute, and he's creating this layer with his mouth, right?
He beatboxes
through the flute.
It's awesome.
No. You can look it up on the internet. Put in flute and beatboxing on any of your favorite search engines.
Won't your computer crash if you do that?
No. I'm
pretty sure my computer...
He does, like, some contemporary songs, some video game themes... I like it.
He doesn't beatbox like Beethoven's Fifth or anything like that?
He might do that as well.
Or like one of Mozart's flute concertos?
I don't know a lot about classical music, but it's really cool.
Mozart
like weird...
It was like five or something.
I like, you know, weird mashups of that kind of stuff.
So like, what's like a song that he does that you like?
He does the Super Mario Brothers theme song with the beatboxing and then playing the flute.
You know what my favorite Mario song is?
No.
I'm just going to... That's all I'm going to do.
The dungeon?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrifying. Now I feel like there's going to be a flaming something, a fireball coming at me. I'm scared.
No. Hey, by the way, maybe I should check the topic.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Let's look into... Man's opening the pouch. That's a big pouch. Maybe there's gold doubloons in there or something.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
Isn't yeah.
I would really right doubloons. Now. Shopping.
Yeah, we could go to Macy's or... Okay. You can't even find the opening. Dan's struggling. It's a velvet...
I'm tearing a hole. See, this is the hole I'm tearing.
Oh, wow.
You're clean.
You are stronger than you look.
Aren't we all?
No, I'm weaker than... I look kind of strong, and I'm not very strong.
Strong. Okay, so the topic is... Walk. Not what you're thinking.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Going for a walk.
Yeah, not that.
Not the other... Wait, what's the
W-O-K.
Lyrics? I'm sorry?
W-O-K, walk.
Oh, like the cooking pan? Is it a pan? It's a pan.
A pot. I think it's kind of like a mixture between a pan and a pot, because you can...
You can boil water in it?
Yeah.
Or sauté?
I used to make a magnificent spaghetti sauce in my wok.
Oh, great. Today's episode is all about the wok. W-O-K, wok. And I think probably all of us have some experience with using a wok or eating food prepared in a wok, or
probably not people down south.
Well, that's a bit of a broad generalization. You know,
I would say if you're a racist, you probably don't have a wok.
Yeah, but they've eaten food from a wok. You
they definitely.
There's a pretty significant Chinese population in the south,
southern United States.
Right. That's who built a lot of stuff in the south.
The railroads.
Yeah, they built the railroads. A lot of the Chinese immigrants,
especially the California out in the west and stuff.
Yeah, the Southwest, but even into like I think Alabama area.
The Chinese, we would have had no railroad system.
And we wouldn't have gotten from place to place. And now people barely use the railroads, and no longer sort of have forced.
Use that other railroad, the internet.
The internet is like a big railroad.
It was predicted by the Hopi Indians, the internet. They predicted that the world would be crisscrossed by spiderwebs.
Naturally. Yeah. Did you know that the Hopi Indians recorded things with tying knots?
Yes.
Oh, rather than writing language, they have a system of knot tying to communicate.
No one's been able to figure it out.
It is very confusing.
Yeah, not to them. But nobody else has been able to figure it out.
But it is like a dying culture, so there's not anybody who's gotten documentation about how do we translate
guys
this.
Guys that know how to do it, or...?
I don't know if they know, for real.
There's still Hopi Indians around.
There are, generational descendants.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't have all the language or all the knowledge. It was sort of a weird kind of oral history.
Because it was oral, and then they had that prediction rock. They had that rock where they put all the predictions down.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Pictures of that?
Yeah, I've seen photos.
Because they predicted the end of the world. They said that the seas are going to turn black, which is like oil.
Yeah.
They also said that there would be wheels with people's faces floating around in them, which meant cars. And then they also said...
It's a stretch.
They also said that the world will be crossed by bars of iron, which is railroad.
Yeah. You can make anything. You can go into Nostradamus and be like... He said there was going to be a plague of locusts, and then I got a sweater.
Pretty much. And they also said there would be holes of dough which they meant donut holes. So they predicted donut holes.
Damn right.
They even were wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's just good science.
Can I just say, I know this is off topic, but I saw a commercial.
Hey, let's try not to get off topic, but go ahead.
I saw a commercial on TV today.
Yeah.
About Domino's Pizza.
Go on.
And,
I'm listening.
They said that usually things that are in...
Domino's Pizza, for anyone who doesn't know, is a pizza place?
Yes, it's a pizza place.
They deliver pizza to your door. Yeah. It's not very good pizza.
Not very good pizza at all. And avoid the annoyed. Anyway, no one's going to know. Anyway, if you're over... Yeah, anyway. Avoid it, though. So, and whammy.
It's good. Always whammy. Good advice.
Oh, no whammy. No whammies. And anyway, so they were basically saying that most things that are created for a corporation like that are done at the higher level. They were having this commercial that said something had been invented on the lower level. This guy in Pennsylvania or something invented a new product.
Ooh,
yeah, right. So you're excited. So they show pulling out a pizza oven, like a pan, that basically had these little balls of dough, and they were sprinkling Parmesan on it. And
okay.
This guy invented this, and so they were showing people in the commercial saying as far as I'm concerned, he's a genius. He should be a CEO. And I'm like, excuse me,
this is. Breadsticks?
No, it's garlic knots. You ever been into a pizzeria?
Oh, yeah.
It was just garlic knots with Parmesan on them.
And dipping sauce, I imagine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the second thing invented after the pizza at the pizzeria was, hey, we got all this dough left over. garlic knots.
You know what? They might have even started with garlic knots.
Nothing new.
And then decided on pizza.
Yeah.
You know what I really like is how mad you are at this guy.
I was, because I was like, that is nothing new. You guys are spinning this like it's like reinventing the fucking wheel. And I can walk 3 blocks and get a place that had garlic knots. I can walk another 3 blocks in the opposite direction and get a place that had garlic knots before you guys even put Parmesan on those garlic knots and decided to call them Parmesan balls. You know what I mean? I'm kind of mad about it. I'm sorry. I probably should just let it go.
We are talking about walks.
Yes,
and
we are.
We're going to take a quick break, and then Dan's going to come right back into his walk-related rant about garlic knots. You are listening to Dreads.
I'm going to walk on over here.
Oh, break button. I'm going for a walk. Welcome back to Trends.
You are back!
Why? Where did this guy get back in here?
I don't know.
Left.
Alfred, did you let him in?
Jesus, man.
I let him in. He wanted to come in.
Okay, I mean...
Hey, if a man wants to sing, that brings people joy. I'm going to let him in here. You guys don't want him in here?
Well, part of your job is to kind of guard the studio. We're in the middle of recording, and he just sang a huge, belted out
a
huge
note. Am I supposed to guard it from joy? You didn't say that. You just said guard it from bad things. To me, a man singing is joy.
Well, that's a judgment call that you make.
I bet you I could give him a shitty word and he could make it sound beautiful.
Okay, I'm willing to indulge this experiment. Go ahead.
Nazis. Nazis! See, he made it sound beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
Put a tear to my eye.
That's true. Well, let's try another one. Mangala.
Mangala.
That was actually pretty great.
That's pretty good.
That was spectacular. I still want him to leave.
I'll let him out there, man.
Okay,
ain't
thanks.
A big deal. Jesus
All
Christ.
Right.
Just
hey,
trying
man.
To bring a little joy to the theater.
I've...
Out you go, my man.
All right, thanks,
Out I
John.
Go!
He is, that guy is full of joy.
He is full of joy, man. If you poke him, he like squeaks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. It's kind of cool.
You know what? That creeps me out a little bit, the Pillsbury Doughboy
It
thing.
Should. It is weird.
Yeah, that's just utterly bizarre.
Yeah.
Do you think people prepare bread in a wok? Like, you can bake in an oven. Is there a way to convert a wok into a device for baking bread?
Hell yeah. You guys talking about woks to me?
Yeah, we got to talk about woks.
Yes. Yeah. I cook everything in my woks. It's the only implement I have.
Really? Your whole life? Yes. You just have a wok?
All you need, my man. Like, seriously, I cook bread. I cook pancakes. My pancakes are ill because they're concave cakes. That's
Ooh,
what I call them.
Nice.
Yeah, or wok cakes sometimes I call them. You know?
Yeah.
Cook everything like that. It impresses the ladies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Although, speaking of Pillsbury Doughboy,
go on.
I dated a girl that every time I touched her, she squeaked like that. It was real off-putting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
Yeah, it you know, made the boner go south, if you know what I mean. You know, I think you put two and two together with that, right? I was trying to be clever with that, but you know what I mean.
I think so. You
the
got
boner
a,
went south.
You got a boner and then you went down on
Boners
her?
Boners usually point up, at least mine too. That one was south.
Up?
Well, yeah.
Not just straight out?
No, mine goes up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Especially if the moon is full. The full of the moon... The higher up my boner tips.
Well, that's, I think, great to know about.
It is great. But I'm telling you, every time I did anything to her, like just gently kissed her, you know, on the neck, she'd make that noise, you know. Sometimes maybe I just put my little finger down the crest of her back. She'd
right.
giggle like that shit, you know what I'm saying? Anything. Any little brush. If the wind blew her too hard, I ain't going to tell you what I was doing when she made that noise, too, that really put me off.
No need. No need. I think we all get it.
We can put that together. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, I threw her to Dan.
Wait, what?
Dan didn't seem to mind. Yeah, I didn't care.
What?
Yeah, he's kind of hard up for that shit, so he doesn't care if a girl giggles like that. He'll take it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I do that sometimes with the girls I don't like. I just chuck them to Dan. He doesn't care.
Wow, that's an interesting system.
Yeah, Dan doesn't give a damn, do you? Nah, I don't really.
I mean, I don't want to rain on your guys' parade, but that seems like
rain all you want.
Insensitive to the ladies. Like, you're just sort of treating them as objects and maybe not respecting them as
No, we respect them,
people.
Man. I respect them as people, but if you get on my motherfucking nerves, I'll let you off. Then I'll throw you to Dan. Dan doesn't give a damn. He'll take the rejects, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, that just seems hurtful to just think of a woman as a reject.
No, just her personality is a reject. I don't mean her. You know, she's a beautiful, prosperous member of society. You know, I just chuck her to Dan because Dan's a weirdo and he don't mind those weird girls, you know?
See, now you're being mean to Dan and still being hurtful.
Dan's a person.
To these girls. Yeah, I know he's a person.
Tell me I'm objectifying Dan?
You're not objectifying him.
You're objectifying me. I don't care.
No, Dan,
I mean,
you're not...
I don't mind being treated like a piece of meat.
You're not helping,
Dan,
at all.
You ain't a piece of meat, man. I don't think any lady would look at you and think of a piece of meat.
Okay, well, that's kind
of... look at you and see, like, a, you know, a scarecrow made out of, like, spaghetti noodles or something.
Wow, that's really specific.
Definitely specific. I was thinking about that a long time.
Thanks, though. I hate this, but...
See, he doesn't mind. He likes it.
Well, it's actually a fairly good description. I've never thought of that before,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, you just put, like, all you gotta do is take a homeless man's clothes, put it on him, and there you go. That's Dan.
Wow.
Spaghetti scarecrow.
That is painfully accurate.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I bet you there's a porno mag somewhere named Spaghetti Scarecrow. So, you know, Dan,
if there isn't,
you gotta find
you
that lady that,
one.
You know, the person that likes that.
Yeah, find somebody who's into that.
But I like walks. I cook everything on my walk.
Oh, wow. Way to come back to it. Chompers.
You, like you guys are getting,
you've
get
been
off
practicing.
Topic sometimes, man. Yeah, you get off topic. I hear you out there. I'm like, damn, they gotta get back there. It's been like 10 minutes.
That's true.
But I cook everything on my walk.
Yeah, I have a sort of love-hate relationship with my walk.
When do you hate a walk?
There's some stuff I do not prepare well in my walk. Like I I'll be honest, I use a cast iron pot for some stuff because the walk is sometimes it's too concave for me and I feel like I get it too hot in the center and not hot enough on the sides.
Yeah, it's true. You just got to figure out a way around it. You just got to adapt.
And it's really hard to clean.
Like yeah, they are a bitch to clean.
I have a hard time cleaning my
walk.
They
are. They actually, you're not supposed to clean it with soap and water and shit like that.
Well, I mean, I've heard that and it's probably true, but
don't tell me you do.
I have a hard time cleaning. Anytime someone says you don't need to use soap and water to clean this, like even the the antibacteria goo that you can put on your hands instead of using washing your hands with soap and water.
Yeah, that weird shit.
It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't feel like I'm clean. You know, I feel
no,
like
I
just
you just kind of smell antiseptic.
How can rubbing something more on your hands?
Well, then
make
why do you put
clean?
That in your walk? You're not supposed to put that in your walk. That's worse than soap and water. The antiseptic like lotion.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I say if
I thought that's what you were
no,
doing.
No, if I use that to clean my hands, I don't feel clean.
And then you rub your hands in the walk and shit?
No,
and
I would
get
never.
Clean the germs that way?
So never touch the inside of a walk. Never ever touch the inside of a walk.
That's smart. That's probably rule number two of a walk.
Never touch. What's the first rule?
Treat it right.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. Yeah, treat your walk right.
Yeah, you got to treat
everybody
it right.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody
knows that.
That's a walk golden rule.
I went to this sort of art event. About a year ago, where they made a giant, like, three-story-high outdoor wind chime.
Yeah, that's definitely an art event.
Although I guess a wind chime is inherently outdoors.
Yeah,
so saying outdoors is unnecessary.
Well, I guess so. I didn't think of that.
So they had all these bamboo sticks strung together. They made this sort of, like, house-like structure, you know, with no walls. But then the walls were made out of utensils and various woks and pans.
What?
Hanging in the wind, and so when the wind would blow, they would all hit against each other, and actually ended up making a really musical, interesting sound quality. Really, it was really interesting sonically.
That sounds interesting, but that sounds like a poor man's wind chime right there.
No, it was really huge and kind of beautiful. It was like all this weird twisted silverware being sort of recycled and hung up from these fishing wire and banging against these woks. And
what kind of sound did it make? Can
making
you
music
that?
From it. It was a dum 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 bling bling bling. It was really cool.
Yeah, see, I would run from that motherfucking.
Well, I mean, we're different. You have different interests than I do.
I do. I guess I could see the inherent beauty of it, but I'd like to admire it from far away.
You could hear it from far away.
That's what I'm saying.
You could hear it from blocks and blocks away.
I want to hear it like the most delicate of it. You know, just have it touch my eardrum very delicately. You know, not walk away from it.
Absolutely. Walk away. Did you see what you did there?
Oh, yeah. Walk, I wasn't even trying to do that.
But you did anyways. You can't help it.
I cannot.
Can't
it just happens sometimes. All right, guys. I got to go out front here because, you know.
Oh, Dan's still here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Chompers.
Yeah, it's no problem, man. I got to go read Isaac Asimov's Foundation.
What?
I mean, he's always reading it.
Does anyone really like Isaac Asimov? I mean, be honest.
Honestly, no.
Oh, sorry, Jumpers.
No, I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, just okay.
So you know, I did bring another book.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, I brought one of Garfield's books.
Oh, he hates Mondays.
What?
Jumper doesn't like Mondays. Did you know that about Jumpers?
I did not.
Yeah, that's how he relates to Garfield. I mean, it's not.
I
don't know what he feels about lasagna, but I know he hates.
Sorry, dude.
So I just recently, and I think you'll relate to this, like within the last couple of years. Learned how to actually make tofu at home.
What?
Without destroying it.
Wait, you can make your own tofu?
No, I mean cook it.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, not pressing
like,
the beans. No, I haven't figured that out yet, and I don't think I'm going
to. That's like an ancient art.
Yeah, you got to really, it's very complicated.
Yeah, it's super complicated.
No, I used to buy the blocks of tofu, and then I wanted to saute them, and they would always just crumble apart. No matter, yep. I got extra firm,
yep.
And
yep.
I'd be stirring it up, and it just fall apart.
Same problem.
And it's just not good. It's just sort of like annoying, like yep. a weird eggy texture.
Like, yeah, you want like a nice firm, like
yeah. I would go to like a Thai restaurant,
yep.
and they would
beautiful.
Have strips of perfectly
yep.
golden
just
tofu,
nice and crispy on the outside, like you know.
And I looked at recipes, and I couldn't figure out like what am I doing wrong. And it turns out it's because I just wasn't actually making fried tofu. Like,
what do you got
to
do?
You have to take actual hot oil and put it in a wok and heat it up really hot.
Yeah.
Essentially creating like a little fryer.
Yeah.
And lay the strips in and really fry each side of them properly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Without using too much oil so they're not like
yeah.
sinking in it. And what I was doing is I would start cooking the other ingredients first and then add the tofu.
Oh, no, you got to. Yeah.
But you got to actually cook the tofu, take it out of the wok, and then put in the other vegetables, cook them, then add the tofu at the very end again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've actually, that's how I usually cook it, so.
And yours, it holds up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I, for years, I was just destroying it, and I eventually stopped using tofu for a while because
oh,
it was so frustrating.
Tofu's a good product.
Or I'd buy, like, pre-cooked, you know, strips from, like, a co-op or something. Like
yeah.
That. But that felt like cheating somehow, like not being very creative.
Now, my, I lost my wok. I don't have my wok anymore. I need to get a new wok. I'm very sad about that.
Well, what happened?
Well, I just, like, I got, my house got broken into one night, and
someone stole your wok?
That's the only thing they stole, yeah.
Was it, do you think it was the wok bandits?
Could be. I mean, I've heard about those guys, right? There's that gang that just steals woks.
Yeah, they walk around stealing woks, but you can always hear them coming down your neighborhood, because they have a big bag. As the bag gets more and more full of woks, you can hear the woks banging against each other.
I just figured they'd put, like, newspaper on there to, you know, like, detonate the woks clang.
Well, they learned that eventually.
Yeah?
They started getting caught, and
they,
then
those guys need to be caught. Like, for real, they're a menace, man. Like, I really miss my wok, you know? I hear the plan is they're going to melt it down and make which one big wok.
That would be awesome.
That's what I've heard on the street, you know? I know people.
Make, like, a 100-foot wok?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and then, you know, who knows what they're going to do with that?
You know? I think you could skateboard in it. Like a swimming pool.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Try to make the biggest omelet in the world.
In a wok?
Mm-hmm.
Do people make omelets in woks?
I do.
You
I
do?
I used to, yeah. Me and Jumpers, we used to cook everything in woks, man. I mean, Jumpers still does.
You don't anymore.
No, but I one time cooked this spaghetti sauce that was legendary, as I mentioned before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
Do you have a secret recipe?
No, I watched, I think, Giada. On the Food Network. And
oh, that girl, that woman?
Learned a basic recipe, then I got an Italian cookbook and learned an even more basic recipe. And I just kind of throw stuff in there and taste and see how it tastes.
Of course.
But I was at the time where I was eating a lot of, you know, I don't eat so much meat anymore. But,
right.
I had these sausages that I threw in there. For some reason, it seasoned, it was just like perfect. It was incredible. And I made like, it was literally filled to the brim, my wok, which is
wow.
The tomato sauce. Yeah, yeah. Because the trick is I fried some onions and I threw the tomato sauce in there. And I used not only tomato puree, but I also use like kind of chunky, like crushed tomatoes, and I threw those in there too, so I had a nice texture. And I let that stuff just, you know, simmer out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put some olive oil in that motherfucker.
Nice.
You know? Pepper,
nice.
Tons of pepper, because you know tomatoes and pepper go great.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I could have taught the Italians a thing or two about making sauce, and I didn't stare it. I didn't keep staring it. You know,
is that
what,
was it a character you're doing?
No, just in The Godfather.
What was he?
Told Michael to keep staring them. Sauce. I've had other people.
Why do they tell him to do it?
Sir, I don't know. You're supposed to stir the sauce so it doesn't stick. It's actually really crucial. I shouldn't be making fun of it. It actually is a crucial component in making spaghetti sauce or, you know, any kind of marinara sauce, I would assume. You know.
I think it's fascinating the different kinds of foods, some that you have to stir constantly and some that you're supposed to, like, very much not stir.
Like roux,
the or kanga. Though the example I always think of is, you know, I enjoy cooking paella. And the paella is you get to stir your rice once. When you add the rice, you stir it once, and then you don't stir that motherfucker again for the rest of the cooking process.
I've had your paella. It's amazing.
Thanks. If you do, you'll fuck it up because it ruins the entire, this lovely, lovely, crispy crust thing.
Crust.
But with risotto, which is very similar, it's another rice dish, you are supposed to be constantly stirring the risotto. Because you don't want it to stick to the pan, and it really changes the nature of the rice, the way the rice breaks down. It doesn't get those crusts. You're actually kind of like beating up the rice and really softening it. You
ever made risotto? Because whenever I've made it, I don't have any faith in it because it's really liquidy at first.
Yeah,
you're
it's
like,
you
what
gotta
the fuck,
and you don't know until the very end.
Boom! All of a sudden, it's like risotto. It's
right.
Pretty awesome.
And then you got no, but you have no time. Like if
yeah,
you take it off
like,
too
boom.
Late, too,
yeah,
you gotta react.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I like those contrasts about stirring and not stirring. And there's a bunch of different foods like that. Like, I think that's another thing of, like, how to make scrambled eggs. Is I used to think you pour the eggs in a bowl, you mix them up, mm-hmm. you put them in a pan, and then you cook them.
Yeah.
And then I learned, well, if you keep stirring them when they're in the pan, they're going to end up being much more fluffy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And if you just let them cook.
Stir them.
You keep stirring them, like that movie you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
The grandfather.
The grandfather, yeah. He was like, keep stirring the eggs. Keep stirring the eggs, Michael.
Michael?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
Tell your girl you love him, all you love you, Michael, I love you. And then stir the eggs. You got to learn how to cook for like 57 guys.
I'm stirring.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I don't remember
either. I haven't been a while since I've seen it.
Is that part one or part two?
Part one.
Part three, everyone's favorite?
Everyone's favorite. The only good thing about part three is when you get to see Andy Garcia slap Bridget Fonda. That part was the best part ever. I don't know why I found that part so funny. I laughed my ass off when I saw that.
It sounds awesome.
Only part I remember from that movie.
Do you think that walks were ever used in combat?
Absolutely.
They're kind of. It's a famously Chinese.
Mm-hmm. They used to smoke opium before they went to battle, and I'm sure they had their walks strapped to their side. And
you think as like armor? Was a walk used as armor?
I believe it was a shield.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense with the shape.
Mm-hmm. It was weird because they used that as the shield, and then they used the cover for it as a weapon. They would like throw it like Captain America.
Or like what's his name from James Bond when he threw his hat?
Oh, odd job.
Yeah, odd job. It seems like he could really hurl a wok lid.
Yeah. Don't you think that hat would be heavy for odd job? I mean, he was a big guy, but...
Why would it be heavy?
Because remember when he chucked it and it cut through that, like, marble statue? Like,
it's super sharp.
Yeah, wouldn't it have to be some kind of heavy metal to do that, or...
Well, it would have to be a very dense...
Yeah, dense.
And hard to break metal.
Yeah.
But it could be light. You know, it could be
true.
It was thin, the brim of that hat.
That is true. Those guys had money. I mean, they had lasers and shit like that. I'm sure they could figure out.
And there's also a chance that, you know, it was like just a movie. So, like, the laws of physics didn't apply so much.
I forget about that sometimes. You gotta
I need to tell you something, and we haven't talked about it. I'm reading a new James Bond book written not by Fleming. You know what I'm talking about? Last year, they put out the people who are the trust who's in charge of the James Bond legacy. They've contracted out the character so that he can live on.
Oh,
and so there's like a modern, there's some new modern novels.
Oh,
there's this newest novel.
Of course.
I knew you'd be mad about this. But I started reading it, I got it like a week ago. It's called Carte Blanche, which is, you know, sounds like a James Bond title.
Absolutely.
He goes to South Africa.
Oh, that's a great place.
It is, actually, really compelling for James Bond.
He's already been there, actually, so big deal.
That's like, oh, you're so mad. I was for real, like, I don't know if I should talk about this James Bond book, because it'll piss Dan off.
Yeah, carte blanche. You took a lot of carte blanche, didn't
you? Yeah. Well, at first, he doesn't have carte blanche.
He's a bomb.
He's restrained a little bit.
Yeah. But do you think, did you run into Afrikaners down there?
Yeah.
Please.
There's some Afrikaner language. Yeah. He goes to some of the slummy places.
They got some nerve, let me tell you.
Who does? The Afrikaners?
Yeah, they got some fucking nerve.
You got some direct experience?
Well, no, they like showed up down there and said they were like, I mean, you know, granted, they migrated there and they lived there and they farmed there and stuff like that, but they acted
this
like they were
racist.
Natives. No, they acted like they were pretty, I mean, the real old dudes, like, acted like they were very, you know, the guys that first showed up with their families and stuff like that, they you know, acted like they were natives there and stuff like that.
It's kind of like an Israel-Palestine kind of thing.
He kind of migrated down here, and Shaka Zulu and his buddies were here and stuff like that, you know. So, if you haven't seen Rachel Ray and Guy Fieri's Celebrity Cook-Off...
Somebody's been watching nothing but Food Channel.
Pretty much.
You just mentioned that other lady, Giardini.
Yeah. But anyway, so they had Coolio as one of the guests on there, and Coolio, for some fucking reason...
Yelled
Shaka Zulu, like, every chance he could get. He would just go, Shaka Zulu! Like, I think his high-ass brain just, like, held on to those two things.
How is Coolio doing these days?
He is not looking well. He is completely bald on top.
He has, like, a disorder, right?
He's got Coolio disorder, you know.
Lou Gehrig's disease?
Cooliato. Yeah, he's got Cooliato.
That has to be racist.
It's exactly like Lou Gehrig's disease, except he doesn't know who Lou Gehrig is, but he knows who Coolio is, so they said he's got Cooliato. So anyway, he's got he still has pigtails. Like, he's got his little cornrows.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Only in
signature.
A very, small circle that he can make into two little pigtails. Oh. Otherwise, he's got no other hair.
Adorable.
Said,
I wonder why the pigtails remain. Like, what's the happening there?
That's just, it's the side of his head where his hair is, where it's his natural, bald pattern. So he just,
So tell me this, even with Coolio having his weird balding head problem, who looks weirder, Coolio or Guy Fieri?
Oh, Guy Fieri. Yeah.
What's up with that dude?
That guy's a douchebag. Like, primo douchebag.
He's, like, intention. Is it intentional? No, like, he's always got flames on everything?
I was watching it with my sister one time, and she's like, why do you hate this guy so much? And I'm like, wait till he turns around. She's like, I ain't, you know, not the fact that he's like Scrappy Doo all grown up.
Yeah,
all grown up.
And he's into shitty food. Like, he's not the interesting food guy.
One time I saw his show where, like, it was a best
of. And he does the drive-in.
Yeah, he's a douchebag. So anyway.
You've seen this a lot, though.
Oh, they have. It's literally like they might as well turn that network into the Drivers, Diners, and Drive-In Network. I can never say it correctly. So anyway. So he had a best of where he had, like. He's having the best of that. But he had the people at his restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, eating for segments in between of when they actually showed the clips. And it took me a while to figure out that it was his restaurant, because I was like, what low-grade, shitty-ass, like, hey, TGI Fridays was all full up. Chili's is all full up. Let's go over here. Restaurant is this. And then I realized, oh, it's this asshole's, like, because he owns two restaurants in California. It's like, this is this asshole's restaurant. It looked like the shittiest food. I was like, he's got some nerve to walk around and, like, go to all these places and act, like, surprised that people in Wisconsin know what chorizo is. And, like, to serve people this shitty, low-grade, like, you could go to the freezer section and get better food than, like, what he was serving. It looked horrible.
So what happened when he turned around?
Oh, so I'm like, Laura, watch when he turns around. Excuse me. That's my sister's name. And Laura Elizabeth Hetzel. So he turns around.
Wow, it's
he turns
very specific. Well, you got a social security number on that?
I just said it in my head.
Okay, good.
So, anyway, so he turns around, and there he is with his sunglasses on, like, backwards.
On the back of his head, upside down,
and
right?
My sister went, oh. And I'm like, yeah, douchebag, right? She's like, yeah, douchebag.
Why? I don't even get why someone does that. I've seen people doing that around town.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's like you don't want to put them in your pocket because putting them in your pocket will scratch and screw it up. You still want people to know, hey, I would be wearing sunglasses if there was an opportunity to wear them. But now is not the right opportunity. I'm on the back of my head in case I need them. James Bond would never do.
No. Does he even wear sunglasses?
Only at night.
Probably. Nice. Mm-hmm. I think the Q department probably has contact lenses that will shade his eyes from the sun.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And shoot lasers.
Probably. He probably had, like, LASIK done so when the sun hits his eyes, he, like, goes into a...
Yeah, he has, like, transition eyeballs that protect him from the sun.
Of course he does.
Because he's James motherfucking Bond.
Yeah.
I haven't finished the novel yet, but I'm going to report back to you what I think. It's okay so far. It's not great.
Is it about diamonds, may I ask?
No, it's about a sort of a terrorist plot, which is a little hacky and a little modern.
Is it like modern Bond, or is it like...
Yeah, there's modern technology and stuff, yeah.
Well, I mean, Bond's always been on the high front of technology.
Right. It's pretty much set now. Like, it's not set back from when the books are set.
Does he still get laid a lot?
Yeah, he's already...
Like a lot? How many girls is he knit?
He's only bedded one, and I'm about halfway in. But he's got some other stuff going on with the lady who doesn't like him.
Pretty
sure they're going to end up together at
the end.
Yeah.
He's always got there's always two girls, one he likes, one that hates him.
Right.
You know.
And the one who likes him... She's not that important to the story.
No, he just met her. That girl gets off with at the beginning.
Well, he was using her to get information about the main villain.
Yeah.
And then they slept together, and now she can't get enough of him.
Of course. I mean, that's some solid loving right there.
Yeah.
You know, he's got quite a experience.
So. Yeah, they spend some time describing his scars when he's about to bed the lady for the first time. Huh? You know, like...
emotional scars from when his wife got gunned down?
Well, now this book is talking about his father, who maybe was a spy... As well.
What?
Yeah, you're going to be mad about that shit.
Come on now.
And there's some, like, was he a double agent for Russia kind of stuff happening.
His father?
Yeah.
Woo, they really, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a barrel. Let's put our hands in the bottom. Let's see what we've got. We've done everything else with this motherfucker. Right.
Well, yeah.
Is he going to find out his great uncle is Sherlock Holmes? That'd be great.
That would be awesome.
That'd be great?
Yeah. Sherlock Bond Holmes. Nobody knew
possibly
that.
Possibly had a relative, that was named...
Poirot?
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, and that name is Marple.
Yeah.
And I also have a Bertie Wooster. He's a guy, you know, he's my great-great-great-uncle. Did I hit them all? I don't know any of them.
No, you missed Agatha Christie?
Yep. And his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather founded the Pickwick Club. All right.
Nice.
Bring it back.
Wow, I can't tell if you're more mad at Guy Fieri or anybody who's doing stuff with the James Bond property.
I'm having a mad night. Anything you throw at me, I think I'm going to be pissed.
That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Except for walks. I love walks.
Yeah, who can get mad at a walk?
Not me.
Hey, why don't we take a quick break and we can recalibrate.
Let's do it.
Come on back and talk about some walk action. You got the break button over there?
Oh, I'm hitting it.
Okay.
I'm going to do Morse code on that shit.
Okay. Turn it on, my baby, don't you come on. Welcome back to Trend.
Break is over. It's time to go back to Trend.
What's that guy doing in here?
Bye.
Oh, wow. He just took off. He's, yeah, he's gone.
I gotta say, that is a nice tuxedo he's wearing.
I know. It seemed like he was overdressed when he first came in, and now it's sort of like, I feel like I should be dressed up a little more.
Do you think he's one of the few tenors?
He could be.
Yeah, I heard they had to replace one of them.
Oh, he's the new tenor? Yeah, did Pavarotti
die? Well, there can only be three tenors in the world. You know about that, right?
Yeah, like the Highlanders.
Yeah, so another tenor wants to take his place, he has to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Andrea Bocelli a tenor, or is he a different guy?
No, he's a tenor.
He's that blind guy.
He's blind?
Yeah, Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, I think all the blind guys should make an album together.
Oh, who are the blind? Oh, what are the other blind guys?
Stevie Wonder.
Who's that guy who plays the lap guitar?
Jeff Healey?
Yeah, yeah, Jeff Healey. Why is that not right?
He plays the lap? Right, because for some reason, Jeff Healey.
I loved him in Roadhouse.
Jeff Healey, awesome that he can do that.
Go
such,
ahead.
Such an accomplished man.
Yeah, he's blind.
Blind.
And his fingers still
he's
work.
He's like Zatoichi blind, got the eyeballs rolling on the back
of
his
head.
Like, he's blind.
And he moves around like, I'm
that's
blind.
The thing.
Look like, at how I'm blind.
He does that thing where when he gets really into a solo,
yeah,
you know,
he's
where
Stevie Wonder
would play with his teeth or, you know, get really humped
his balls,
guitar.
Yeah.
But he does that awkward thing because he plays it with the guitar sitting down on his lap.
Yeah.
He stands
he's
up,
blind.
But he still has to hold the guitar on his lap, so he can't really stand up. He's kind of got a crouch stand up, and he's blind, and his eyes are looking ahead, and he gets really into a solo. It just looks really weird.
It's off-putting.
And he doesn't know.
He does. And he might.
And you can't tell him, because it's like it's amazing that he can even do what he does and play as well as
he does. Is it, though? I mean...
Not really. Well, it's not my music. It's not my music, you know.
Well, it's not even about the quality. So this is, you know, this is totally unrelated to walks, and I don't give a fuck, because this is something that I think is actually interesting. You know, if you... Almost anything, if you work enough at it, you can do it. You know,
yeah,
like,
oh yeah, yeah.
If you practice enough at the guitar, you can become a really good guitar player.
Yeah, if you smoke meth, you can learn the guitar in 2 weeks, if you just smoke meth constantly.
Okay, that's a terrible plan. That's
absolutely
not my point at all.
No.
You're ruining everything.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is, if you, like, commit to something, mm-hmm. you can get awesome at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean you're going to become a world-famous musician or whatever the thing you do. There are limitations. There are people who have certain gifts that really lend themselves to that hard work.
Absolutely.
But what that guy did, the thing that's impressive about that blind man becoming sort of a virtuoso guitar player is that he persisted through difficulty. Like, he couldn't see, so he had to learn how to feel and how the sounds corresponded to what he was feeling.
But he had to kind of teach himself, you know.
Yeah, but I'm certain he had a teacher. He had someone helping him.
I mean, and you know, it's hard to play when you're in a roadhouse cafe.
That's true.
And there's
people are fighting. You have a cage around you to protect you.
That Sam Elliott's going to die. You know,
spoiler alert. Yeah. But you're always smiling. You're
always
happy.
Eyes are always rolling back your head.
And you're super excited to see your good buddy, who I'm not really sure how you know each other.
Yeah,
but
you
know him because there he is.
Remember this quote from that movie? This is all I'm going to say.
Go on.
You're my new Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
That's an exciting moment to be a young man. See that in that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. I actually enjoyed that film when I was young.
When I was a kid, hell yeah. It was on HBO constantly.
And now I still watch it, but it's ridiculous.
I wanted to see it again.
Really bad. He rips a person's throat out.
I have to put it on Netflix. Maybe it is on Netflix.
It must be. I think you can just wander around to garbage bins and sticking out of it.
Fun movie, though, man.
But you know what I'm saying about the, like, I think, you know, like, it's cool to be impressed by stuff people can do.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I'm most impressed by is people's willingness to commit to something and pulling it off. Like, that's what I think about, like, magicians. You know, like, I like magic. I don't do a lot of magic.
Yeah.
But I did when I was young, and I like seeing magicians do work and reading about magicians.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the secret the secret to a lot of, especially close-up magic, is not that they're super smart or super talented, it's that they're willing to work for hours and hours and hours at something that seems like not worth anybody's time to learn how to do.
And I meant Jesus Gerardo, the famous magician.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got confused.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about...
Yeah, but it does seem kind of silly, like you spend like 10 hours just trying to...
But that's true with anything.
It is.
If you want to become good at something,
mm-hmm.
you have to spend like 10 years trying to do it.
Yeah.
And
then you'll
be good at it, and maybe you'll be glad about it, or maybe someone will care, but probably not. So the thing I'm impressed by is somebody who will be like, I'm going to just do this thing and keep getting better and better at it, and maybe it'll pay off in some way, and maybe it won't, but I'm just committed to doing it. I don't feel like I have that really in my life.
I challenge you to learn how to cook bread in a wok.
Well, that's a good challenge.
Do it for 10 years. You'll be a master.
I'm not really passionate about...
It's taking you 10 years to figure out how to cook tofu.
That's true. That's true. And I am not really seeing a payoff for that work.
Well, I thought you said you figured out how to cook tofu.
Yeah, but no one can. Like, no one cares. What? How'd that guy get in here?
I don't know.
What the
fuck? What's up about that, guys?
Jeez, jumpers. Do your job. Well, do your job. Just,
I don't know. You were lying, apparently.
So what? Why you got to call me out?
I didn't call you up. The man full of joy called you up.
You know how often I lie? Very rarely. So let's...
So we should cherish these moments. Maybe you should take a picture. I'm going to take a picture from the phone. Lying time. All right.
Great. Thanks a lot.
This Isaac Asimov shit is really boring.
Just, yeah, no kidding.
The foundation he's building really is putting me to sleep.
Does he have two A's in his name? Mm-hmm. Asimov? Is there AA in there?
I think there's two A's in Isaac and two A's in Asimov.
What the hell? That's too many A's.
Definitely. And he's not knowing how to use them and the way he's writing. It's really boring, man.
I know. Garfield book. Someone told me about Isaac Asimov.
Eight takes cake. What?
I'd actually like to know more about Garfield.
Well, right now, I think he's kind of having some problems with Nermal. So I'm going to let you in on. I'm not going to be too specific about that. John's trying to date some vet. Like, don't go for it. She's kind of weird looking.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
He should try to send Nermal to Abu Dhabi.
Where?
Abu Dhabi.
Is that like a... Something you learned out of a crossword? What is that?
It's a country in the sort of Middle Eastern part of the world.
Oh, I thought that was like code for death or something.
No.
Abu Dhabi.
No, I don't want him to kill Nermal.
Why not? I want Nermal to die.
Nermal's just cute and steals a lot of attention. It's not... It doesn't have to be...
Kick that cat in the head.
What does John do again? Is he an architect?
Yeah, he's an architect.
He's always working at a drawing board.
You ever seen a stranger mustache on a man than his friend? That's all I'm going to say.
John's got a friend?
Yeah, that friend of his that owns Odie.
Odie doesn't live with John?
No, Odie's that dude, that friend of his with the mustache.
I thought Odie was the dog.
Odie is a dog, but he's owned by a friend of his that has a weird-ass mustache.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you need to read up on your Garfield.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like you covered it pretty well.
No, man. I'm only 8 books deep. That's like 30-something books.
I distinctly remember a big part where they would go visit the farm where John grew up. And they spent a whole
book. You're talking about USA, because you're mixing it up with a whole other cartoon, motherfucker.
No, this is Garfield. They went to John's farm. All right, maybe
John had a farm. Why is he an architect? Tell me that.
No, his family's farm, jumpers.
All right, maybe
keep reading. Keep reading.
I've heard also that Garfield announces lasagna.
Yeah,
at some point.
Yeah,
he doesn't like it anymore.
This is it with this lasagna.
This is it. Yeah, you know, like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of Garfield
impression. Better Garfield than me.
God damn it, I'm gonna leave you guys alone. Look at me wasting all your time.
Jesus, jumpers.
I'm fired.
Oh, we should have asked him if there was a guest out there.
Yeah, there's a guest.
Jesus, man, what's with all the yelling all the time? Why can't...
Well, I'm in the other room!
I was talking to Dan. Why am I yelling? I have a microphone.
Well, you're in the other room! I can't hear you unless you yell!
Son of a bitch.
Fine, you're some fucking cop says, man.
Okay.
Come on! Shut the fuck up!
Okay. Alright.
Okay! There's a lot going on here.
It's chaos.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. Yeah. You're just waiting. You're just so patient sometimes when things get crazy.
I'm one of life's great observers, you know.
That's true.
To get in the corner and just watch stuff happen.
That's true.
It is true.
Did people make woks by hand?
Yeah.
You know, like they make a sword, you know, like forge and
like
fire?
I think they had the blacksmith, I think, back in China.
The woksmith?
The blacksmith, yeah, he was a woksmith.
That would be awesome to see.
Woksmith.
Because they make him really thin. What?
Why hasn't that been made into a kung fu movie yet?
Where he fights with a wok?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be like in Jackie Chan's prime.
Yeah.
Do you hate Jackie Chan?
Because
his movies from when he was in, Hong Kong are pretty sweet.
They're sweet, but I'm
he's too cartoony for you, right?
I like him. It's beautiful stuff. I just, I'm more of a Shaw Brothers man.
Well, he wanted to make, he was trying to make it comedy martial arts.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
And you want the blood.
I want the blood. I want the story. I want the brotherhood.
You want the seppuku.
Like Manchus versus, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus Shaolin, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I always really responded to the comedy, even in the martial arts.
Wonderful stuff, though, man. Police Story 1, 2.
And I love when something absurd would happen in a
I just don't like how he runs away all the time. Like,
up a building?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
He's always running from 50 guys. Like, fight him. Like, I'm used to seeing the movies where the guys will fuck 50 dudes up.
Like, they're glad when 20 more dudes
Hell
show up.
Hell yeah.
They're like...
I mean, I've seen dudes in movies like... You know, for years, like learn a new technique.
Wait, years?
show up and learn a new technique and, like, you know, fuck, like, 900 dudes up just to get to one guy.
Right, and then that's a real struggle.
It's not even a problem.
I like when they take down 900 easy, and then the last guy is, like, a challenge.
Hell yeah, like, Pamei? Fuck yeah. Pamei's the ultimate villain.
You gotta be exhausted after fighting 900 dudes. Nope. Like, that would just be, like, I got nothing left in the tank.
Well, those guys were nothing compared to Pamei. You gotta get all your energy ready for that. Yo, motherfuckers, what you guess?
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic, Chompers. Thank you very much. I'm really pleased with the work you're doing. I'm trying to make him feel good, Dan. Don't look at me funny.
Well, he knows you're being sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I know you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm just praising. I don't think I compliment you enough, because usually you mess it up.
Mess what up?
Whatever.
I'm bringing a guest in now, motherfucker.
Thanks, Chompers.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what to do with...
Asshole! What? You got that right, motherfucker. You ain't never saying a truer word.
Why is he totally on Jomper's side? I don't even understand. What some allegiance there?
I don't understand it either, but hey.
You gotta help me, Dan. I've created this tension with Jompers that I do not want. You guys used to fight, and now you just, like...
Oh, we still fight.
Two peas in a pond. Oh, you just keep it off air now?
Yeah, but, like, guys, you know, you... it'll probably happen again sometime. But, you know, you make up. He'll make up with you.
See, I don't really want to make up. I just don't want to have tension.
But there's your problem.
Okay.
Tension is a thing that is, you know...
Here comes fortune cookie stuff.
And then it's released, and it's let go. And then it's tightened again. It's released and let go. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any tension, my man.
So you need the tension in order to get the release.
The tension to be gone away before there to be tension. If you just had tension all the time, where would we be?
Tensionville?
Yeah.
Population me?
Yep.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, even James Bond needs to unwind sometimes.
Oh, James Bond. You got to read this new book so you can get mad.
Hello.
I've
been sitting here for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't looking over there.
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the Trend Studio.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
I'm Levi. That's Dan over there. And we are talking about walks today. So maybe you have a connection to walks and you could introduce yourself.
Yes.
And,
my name is Herbert Hahn.
Herbert Hahn?
Yes, and I'm the walk seasoner to the stars.
The walk seasoner?
Walk seasoner.
Oh, wow. That's one word. That's amazing.
Yes, and I don't, of course, mean the stars above us. it's a little joke.
I get it.
You guys get it, right?
Yeah. No, you pointed up to where the sky would be if there weren't a roof.
I didn't mean the ceiling. I meant
the stars. We get it. You mean like astral.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Sometimes I you know, just goes up with people.
No, you totally landed. I laughed. Dan laughed to himself quietly.
Yeah, you got one of the silent laughs from me, man.
Yeah.
I'm clutching my chest here. Give me a second, man.
That is, yeah. So you actually season walks for people?
Not normal people. I wouldn't season walks for you guys.
Oh, okay.
No offense. It's just you're not famous.
No, none taken. We're not celebrities.
I only do it for
the stars. What are some, I mean, if you're allowed to talk about it, what are some famous people you've seasoned walks for?
O.J. Simpson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The acclaimed murderer. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So.
Did you do that before or after he killed his wife?
Both. I actually did it during the murder. I was there.
Oh, wow.
I can't talk about that.
No, I wouldn't ask you to.
And I've also seasoned Ronald McDonald's walk.
Oh, wow.
He is actually a real person.
Ronald McDonald?
I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
The Kardashians.
Oh, the whole family from the reality show?
The entire family.
So you know Bruce Jenner?
I do.
That's exciting.
Yeah. He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit of a loudmouth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he thinks he knows a lot about walks, as many people do. People think they're just pans, pots. You know, walk is something very, very special.
I can tell you're passionate about this.
I'm very passionate.
Well, it's great you're here, because I was just telling Dan earlier that... I have a hard time cleaning my walk, and
it's easy.
I'm not sure, like, you know, if soap's really bad or...
I don't want to use soap. What I would suggest is, do you know that, that kind of, it's not really a lotion, it's more of a gel.
Go on.
Sometimes you're places where you can't wash your hands.
And, you mean the antibacteria?
Yes. Yeah, what you want to do is you want to put too much on your hands, but you want to just do a little dab, get your hands a little wet. You know, get the germs off your hands. And what you want to do is you just want to take your hands, make sure that the walk is not hot.
Oh, okay.
Can you guys lift your hands up and make a pledge that you won't do that?
We
I need you to do this, young man.
Dan, just lift your hand up. We won't touch a hot walk.
Thank you.
Good, good.
And what you want to do is you just want to gently place your hand. Don't do it too firm. People always are trying to put their hands down on walks way too hard. If you do that, it ruins the walk's cooking surface. What you want to do is you just want to do it till your skin is lightly touching and just rub that gel.
So you rub the hand cleaning stuff on the walk?
All over the walk. Yeah, you want to go, and you want to go deep down into the crater of the walk, as we call it. And
oh.
That's where you want to really get, actually you can get very brisk with your rubbing at that point.
In the crater.
In the crater.
So
that's where all the heat and tension come in.
You're the expert, and I...
We want to do this for about 10 minutes.
You have to massage the walk for 10 minutes?
10 minutes, and make sure that all the germs are gone. And then you just want to put it up someplace where the sunlight can hit it, and the sun will naturally dry it. This is an ancient technique. It's been around for thousands of years.
Well, but was that antibacterial liquid around for...
Yes, the Chinese invented it thousands of years ago. They're the oldest civilization we have.
You're kidding. I thought it was only like 15 years old.
Well, according to you guys. The Chinese have known about it for thousands of years.
So it's just late coming to the West.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's fascinating.
Everything is late coming to the West. I don't know if you know that.
No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. You know, it's old, old, rich history, the mm-hmm. Eastern, mm-hmm. sort of Eastern
Many of the
cultures.
Old men that built the railroads, they used to...
you mean in the southern United States?
Yes, in the southern United States that... they used to, that's how they used to clean themselves. They used to not be able to take baths, and they used to use this ancient gel and kind of douse their whole body.
Oh, and they could make it themselves?
Oh, yes. It's an ancient recipe.
That's fascinating. I never knew that. I'm going to have to...
But, of course, they would have to dry themselves. You always have to let yourself...
In the sunlight?
In the sunlight.
Yeah.
In natural sunlight, because it's the only way to truly remove the germs. The Chinese were aware of this.
So is it not true that eating, ingesting... That substance is can be bad for your body?
That's why you need to dry it in the sun. The sun kind of removes all the... It's a simple process that I am not really sure of the scientific method of it, but it removes all the things that would kill you normally.
Well, that's amazing. And mm-hmm. so you do this after each use of your walk?
After each use. Of course, if you want a seasonal walk, though, it's an entirely different process.
Oh, okay. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. I think everyone would like to hear.
Well, what you want to do is you just want to get a bird. Or
wait,
some kind of small animal.
A bird?
I tend to use pigeons or doves, sometimes squirrels, you know. But a small squirrel will do, or just some kind of rodent, gerbil, maybe a small monkey, possibly.
Wow. For a small animal.
Yeah, maybe a poodle, a chihuahua if one's walking by.
How about a chinchilla? Would that work?
What is that?
It's like a small kind of rat-like?
Absolutely, that would work too. Okay. You don't want to use rats, but any rat-like creature you can use.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend a bat, but I have used those in times of need. Basically, what you want to do is you want to just kind of slice it on your throat, and you want to, you know, you don't want a steady flow of blood, but you want just a nice dripping, and you want to coat your walk with that.
What?
Heat it up first. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I need you to raise your hands again.
Okay.
Dan, I need you to raise your hand.
Okay, Dan, just raise your hand. I will
heat up my wok before I season it.
I will heat up my wok before I
season it. What you want to do is you want to just kind of pour the blood, let it coat all the way down to the bottom.
That seems...
You want to kind of do it in a circular motion, kind of going clockwise to counterclockwise, and you want to do it until you're at the crater. And then at the crater, you want to squeeze the animal until the blood is gushing down and makes like a 1-inch basin in the bottom of blood. And you just want to let that cook... Kind of simmer. You don't want the heat up too high. I need you guys to raise your hand again. Could you raise your hand again?
Okay, this. I promise when I season my walk.
This is my walk that I won't turn the heat up too high.
And I won't turn the heat up too high.
Low simmer.
Low simmer.
Young man. Yeah, low simmer.
Dan, again. Jesus.
You just want to do that for a while until the blood starts to harden.
Ugh.
Then when the blood hardens, you want to take it off and let it cool. And what you want to do is you want to get some chopsticks. You all are aware of chopsticks, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, what you want to do is you want to break those up just into little itty-bitty pieces.
The chopsticks?
Yep. And then you want to take a plastic spoon, like a wooden spoon will work too, and you just kind of scoop it all up, scoop all the blood out.
Okay.
With the bits of the chopstick. And you want to get it all off there. And then once that's done,
yeah.
I need you to take some common salt and some common pepper.
Okay.
And I want you to... pour it into the bowl that you've got the chopsticks and the blood in.
Oh, not the wok? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Some kind of joke?
No, I'm sorry. Just clarifying. No. So you have a bowl.
Yeah. And you, what you want to do is you just want to let that bowl sit out naturally in the sunlight until it starts to get hot again in the emulsify. And once it's done, I don't know what happens. I don't know the natural process of it, but the wood will kind of melt and meld with the blood and the salt and the pepper.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you want to take that and you want to pour that all over your walk.
Once again. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody
and what
wood.
You want to do is you want to let that dry.
Okay. In the sunlight, or?
No, just dry, natural air.
Oh, okay.
And then leave that for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. So you just have to let it dry for 2 weeks?
And it'll cause a very minor coating to be coated over the lock that will...
A blood, wood, salt, pepper coating?
Yes. And it'll clear and dry, and you won't be able to even tell that there's blood and chopstick and salt and pepper all over your lock.
That...
Once that's done, you are all good to go.
That sounds gross. People really season their woks that way?
I do. It was handed down to me. This is thousands and thousands of generations.
All right. Well, if it's what the stars do, I totally want to do it. I mean, I love...
Well, I do it for the stars.
I'll do anything.
The stars don't do anything. They're,
but you think like shine. A like a lay person? No, I get it. I get it.
Young man, did you? Yeah, I got
Dan,
it.
Dan, can you, Dan? Okay.
I got it.
So you think a lay person could season their walk in this manner?
Pardon?
Like a person, inexperienced person like myself?
Could just, a lay person?
Yeah, like a non-expert.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, no. That's why you need to hire me.
Well, you said you wouldn't work for us. Do you have like an apprentice or somebody we could...
Well, you're not supposed to use a walk. I don't know if you know that. You're not supposed to use a walk if you're famous.
Oh. Well, how do I...
Have you been using a walk?
Yeah.
Well, I think make a phone call. Excuse me.
What? Dan, what is he...
Oh, he's getting this phone out.
Why? He looks kind of upset.
Oh, this is the FBI.
What?
Oh. You're not supposed to see that. Yeah,
right. You know what?
I just made a quick phone call.
I don't want any trouble, so...
No, it's okay. Just your walk might not be there when you get home.
You know what we need to do?
Your walk is going to be taken away for season.
We need to wrap up the show. I have to go check on something. It's unrelated, but...
Fair enough.
We thank you, Herbert Hahn.
Herbert Hahn.
For coming
season
in.
That shines so bright.
Great. Okay. So,
during the day, of course, because there's stars. Did you guys get that?
Yeah, Dan got it too. He's just glad
to
himself.
You got another like really silent
That's
laugh from
really
right
funny.
It's like a,
great. So,
thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for coming. And you can see yourself in the mirror.
Please, guys, please. I'm trying to leave. Please. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh, he's not laughing. No, I didn't like the joke.
Sorry. All right, well, that's it. That's all our time for trends.
It's kind of weird, oddball.
Yeah, it made me really comfortable, to be honest. You think he really is getting my walk taken away, or?
I don't know. I'll have to go home, and find out.
Yeah.
I disguise my walk when I leave the house.
What? What is the deal with walks? I didn't know they were such a...
Well, I did until it was stolen, but, you know.
Yeah, you didn't disguise it well enough.
No, I didn't. You should disguise yours if you're still there when you get home. Hey, do you think he's the head of the... I didn't think about that.
Maybe he steals the walks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it. We had the guy in here.
Let's go find him.
All right. Well, we've only got about 2 seconds.
That's it. You guys have been listening to Trends.
Trends. Fuck that walk guy.
Breaks my heart to go. Something tells